Well, there's some very welcome parts to the announcement, getting rid of the Pacer trains and promises of more capacity, more seats, which I absolutely welcome. I would say the problem with this government has not been how good the announcements have been when it comes to the railways. It's been the actual delivery of the projects that have been announced. And of course, we saw that with the delay to the electrification programme on the Trans-Pennine line. So what we need to see now is that this actually happens, rather than have the stop-start delays which have characterised some of the improvements in the past. I think it's a decision to bring some better services, so in that sense it's the right decision. One of the concerns I do have is the government are saying the amount of public subsidy will go down and yet the services will improve. So the worry would be that that's going to be met by people who pay fares having to pay even more for the rail journeys that they need to get to work or to go about their business in other ways. And I don't think people at the minute are getting great value for money from some of the rail tickets they're getting, so I want to make sure they don't have to pay even more in future. They frankly deserve a better service for the amount of money they're already paying. Electrification is definitely a good thing. It means there's more services, they go faster, they're more reliable, and the rolling stock should hopefully be better too. Really though, it's just got to be the start of the conversation. What we deserve in Greater Manchester is not just better rolling stock, but more reliable journeys. We deserve, I think, smart ticketing, so we don't have to split different types of tickets if we're going to go from rail to bus. But also, we deserve radically shorter journey times across all the northern region. It's ridiculous, the journey time to Leeds. It should be much shorter. All across the board, there's huge capacity from technology and investment to make those journeys smaller. I believe if you live anywhere in the northern powerhouse region, as the government call it, you should be able to get to work in a different part of it. That's the secret to prosperity in future. That's what I want to see. My concerns relate to the possible increase in fares that might lie behind this when we get some of the detail. Also to make sure that we actually get the service improvements that have been announced. Obviously to an extent with Arriva, where there was a problem in the past with the NHS passenger contract they had. They didn't do that well. There'll be some concerns there. We've got to make sure that they're able to deliver on what they've said. But really, we deserve better rail services. We're being told after many years of campaigning we're going to get them. Let's just now make sure they happen. I do have some concerns that, as I say, it could lead to higher ticket prices. And I would also say that in many ways, one of the problems with this franchise in the past has been it's the one that receives perhaps the highest amount of public subsidy from taxpayers, but also then, of course, sees dividends paid to private operators. And people, if they're not getting a good service, do not like that. So we'll be watching very carefully to make sure it's consumers who come first from this. We need to progress and find out exactly what rolling stock, what trains we'll get on our key lines in Greater Manchester. We need to find out when these improvements are going to happen, and we need to know what fares will rise or stay as in future to make sure the railways we do get are still affordable.